One of Our Thursdays is Missing by Jasper Ford. Read by Gabrielle Kruger.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Book World Remade. The remaking was one of those moments when one felt part of literature and not just being carried along within it. In less than 10 minutes, the entire fabric of the book world was radically altered. The old system was swept away, and everything was changed forever. But the group of people to whom it was ultimately beneficial remained gloriously unaware, the readers. To most of them, books were simply books, if only it were that simple. Bradshaw's Bookworld Companion. Everyone remembers where they were when the bookworld was remade. I was at home resting between readings, which is a polite euphemism for almost remaindered. But I wasn't doing nothing. No, I was using the time to acquaint myself with Easy Read's latest labour-saving narrative devices, all designed to assist a first-person protagonist like me cope with the strains of a 68-setting, 5-book series at the speculative end of fantasy. I couldn't afford any of these devices, not even VerbEase TM for troublesome irregularity, but that wasn't the point. It was the company of Easy Read's regional salesman that I was interested in, a cheery designated love interest named Whitby Jett. "We have a new line in foreshadowing," he said, passing me a small blue vial. "Does the bottle have to be in the shape of Lola Vavoom?" I asked. "It's a marketing thing." I opened the stopper and sniffed it gingerly. "What do you think?" he asked.
Whitby was a good-looking man, described as a youthful force.